2 p.m. Craig was thrilled to see Sophie again. He'd been captivated by her at his mother's birthday party. She was pretty in a dark-eyed, dark-haired way, but it was not her looks. It was her attitude that fascinated him. She didn't give a damn. Nothing impressed her. Not Craig's football skills, he played for Scotland under-16s, nor the fact that his mother was a QC. And if someone was boring her, she'd walk away mid-sentence. Showing her around Steepfall, Craig found that nothing pleased her. She only uttered put-downs, gross, or dumb, or so weird. But she didn't walk away, so he knew he wasn't boring her. He took her to the 18th century barn, the oldest building on the property. Grandpa had put in heating, lighting and plumbing, and the ground floor was now a playroom with a billiard table, a bar football game and a big TV. He pointed to two camp beds. Tom and I are sleeping down here. You're upstairs. A ladder led to the hayloft where two single beds had been neatly made up. There was no wall, just a handrail for safety. It's not very private. Craig had noticed that, but the sleeping arrangement seemed to him full of promise. His sister, Caroline, and cousin Tom would be around, of course, but nevertheless, all kinds of things might happen. She turned away. I'm dreaming of a shite Christmas. Well, he thought, I've still got 5 whole days to win her around. And there was one more thing that might get her excited. He led the way outside. I've got something else to show you. They were now in the big square yard with one building on each of its sides, the main house, the guest cottage, the barn, and the 3-car garage. Craig led Sophie around the house to the front door. When they went inside, he saw there were snowflakes caught in her gleaming dark hair. He stopped, transfixed. What? She said. Snow in your hair looks beautiful. You're bizarre. She shook her head impatiently and the flakes disappeared. He led her up the stairs. In the old part of the house were 3 small bedrooms and an old-fashioned bathroom. Grandpa's suite was in the new extension. Craig tapped on the door, but there was no reply, so he went in, walked quickly through the bedroom and into the dressing room beyond. He opened the door of a built-in wardrobe, pushed aside a row of suits and got down on his knees. Then he reached inside and shoved at the back wall. A panel 2 feet square swung open on a hinge. He crawled through it. Sophie followed. He reached back through the gap, pulled the wardrobe door shut, then closed the panel. He found a switch and turned on a single unshaded bulb hanging from a roof beam. They were in an attic. There was a big old sofa, several tea chests and cardboard boxes. Sophie ran her fingers over the out-of-tune strings of a dusty guitar. You can smoke here. Empty packets of forgotten cigarette brands, Woodbines, Players, Senior Service, made him think this might have been where his mother began her addiction. And he presumed Uncle Kit had amassed the collection of magazines. Men Only, Panty Play, and Barely Legal. Sophie picked one up. Wow, porn? Suddenly animated, she began to leaf through it. This part of the house used to be the dairy, when the place was a farm, but Grandpa turned it into the kitchen, put a ceiling in and used this space for storage. Sophie did not even look up. Every one of these women is shaved. Creepy. You can see into the kitchen, Craig persisted. Over here, where the flue from the aga comes up through the ceiling. He lay flat and looked through a gap. He could see most of the family were around the kitchen table. His sister Caroline was feeding her rats and Laurie was poaching a salmon in a long fish kettle. I think Aunt Miranda's getting drunk. That caught Sophie's interest. She dropped the magazine and lay beside him. So, like, nobody knows we're here. Well, everyone knows there's an attic. And watch out for Nellie. She'll cock her head, listening as soon as you move. Still, this is pretty cool. Craig realised he'd broken through some kind of barrier. He looked through the gap again. Laurie was sprinkling chopped parsley over a steaming bowl of potatoes. Suddenly he felt hungry. Listen, lunch is ready. I'll show you the other way out. He went to the end of the attic and opened a large door. Above it was a pulley and a narrow ledge overhung a 15-foot drop to the yard. I can't jump from here, said Sophie. No need. Craig brushed snow off the ledge with his hands, walked along it to the end, and stepped down onto a lean-to roof over the kitchen lobby. See? Easy. Looking anxious, Sophie followed in his footsteps. He offered her his hand and she took it, gripping it unnecessarily hard as he helped her onto the roof. Perhaps she's not as confident as she pretends, he thought. He climbed back onto the ledge to close the big door, then cautiously they went down the slippery roof and dropped the short distance to the ground. It wasn't that difficult.